Hi everyone, thank you so much for supporting the Double Scoop podcast. Ashley and I are in complete awe that we've made it to 1 year and that we have so much support. In order to celebrate, we are having a Double Scoop birthday party Thursday, May 23rd in Provo, Utah. You can buy tickets on our Instagram. The link will be there. We will be selling tickets up until the weekend before. So I believe this will be the last episode that we release until we are no longer selling tickets. So let us know if you have any questions. We are super excited to party with you guys. We love you. Thank you so much for supporting us. And we're excited to make it another year.
Ashley, and this is the Single Scoop today. This is a surprise little mini episode that I just wanted to record. Honestly, super quick. I'm literally sitting in a hospital parking lot about ready to go in to film a birth. I'm just kind of waiting for her to tell me that she's about ready to start pushing. Until then, I'm just kind of hanging out in my car. My phone's about to die, so I'm recording this on my iPad right now. I hope that the audio turns out okay. I just asked Ashley Henson if she was good with me recording this because I just thought about it literally last night. So let's see where this takes us. I actually just finished listening to Ashley's episode with her mom, and I left the episode feeling kind of jealous. Not in like a weird way. I wanted to have an interview like that with my mom. So I think that one day, not too soon, just because Mother's Day is literally tomorrow as I'm recording this, but I just want to be able to have an interview like that with my mom and to have that for my own keepsake. And hopefully my mom has some good little tidbits to offer as well. I really appreciated Ashley's mom, Paige. I loved all of her advice that she gave. And I think that Ashley brought up a really good point, and it's sometimes hard to realize, especially as an adult going through motherhood and kind of realizing all the childhood trauma that is coming up for you as you're raising your own kids, that it's your mom's first time being a mom too, and it's their first time living life also, and they're not perfect, just like we're not perfect. And yeah, I just really loved hearing their episode and hearing that perspective from Paige. So if you haven't already listened to that episode, you guys should really go listen to it. It was honestly so, so good. This is so funny to me because usually when I do a solo episode, I have notes written down, and I don't right now. So I'm sorry if this is super scattered and doesn't make sense. It's funny because I actually was telling Trevor the other day that I talk to myself. I talk to myself in the car. I talk to myself in the mirror when I'm getting ready sometimes. Like, it's not a daily thing. I definitely don't do it all the time. But if I'm going through something super frustrating or fun or cool and I just need to talk about it, I will literally just talk to myself. And I don't know if that's crazy or healthy or a little bit of both, but if you also talk to yourself, please let me know so I don't feel crazy. But yeah, I feel like that's kind of what this episode is going to be for the next little bit. I'm not even sure how long I'll be able to record before I have to go into the hospital to film this birth. But we'll see how this goes. I'm just talking to myself on my iPad sitting in a parking lot looking at the dark stormy clouds out ahead of me, even though it wasn't supposed to rain today. Anyway, I have a couple things that I really wanted to talk to you guys about, which is why I'm kind of doing this mini episode. I wanted it to get out. Sorry, I'm gonna burp. Oh, sorry, trying to drink Dr. Pepper to keep me awake because it's been a long day and I need the energy to get me through this birth. What was I just saying? Oh yeah, I wanted to talk about a couple things that have been happening. And first and foremost, I don't know why really, but I kind of took a break from TikTok. I haven't posted in over a month on there. And I don't know if it's just because I am like over the app or if it's just because it's healthy for me to not be on that app. I don't know. There's a lot of factors that go into it, but I just realized that TikTok became really draining for me, and I think it was like in a way making me hold back my creativity in a sense, if that even makes sense. I feel like when I'm scrolling TikTok, I usually make the excuse that I'm doing it for work and I need to find trends that I can make videos to and make those videos, but half the time that I make the TikTok trending videos, they just don't even get any views, and I'm like, why did I spend all that time scrolling, first of all, and then second of all, editing, filming, and putting that video together? Because as we know, like, TikTok trends, I mean, I feel like they only work for people who have like huge followings, like a million plus, or like, I don't know. I've also just been losing followers daily on TikTok, and I just found myself feeling super drained and having like a negative energy every time I got off the app. And I didn't really want to admit that out loud because that's what everyone says. Like, everyone says that social media can do that for you. And Instagram does that to me sometimes, but it's definitely not as extreme as it is on TikTok. I do really like TikTok as a space to like get updated news, and you know, I feel like some of the videos on there are a lot more funny than they are on Instagram, and just like more interesting, and it feels more like an inside joke being on TikTok than Instagram. But regardless of all that, it was still just leaving me feeling like super drained. And since in the month that I have not been on TikTok, I have done a lot better with my Instagram. I feel like it's just easier for me to focus on one at a time, even though they're kind of like the same thing. I also just don't know what's gonna happen with this TikTok ban, and right now, like, especially with the fact that I'm losing followers every single day, I just don't want to be putting effort into something that might not be around in the next year or so. I don't know what's going on with all of that. I haven't really been keeping up with it, but for right now, it just feels good to just be focusing on Instagram, and I feel like my creativity has skyrocketed. The videos that I am posting are more true to me, and they're not necessarily like super trendy TikTok videos that don't feel authentic. I feel like the only time that those are kind of fun to do anymore are when I'm with Ashley and we're making them for the podcast's Instagram. But yeah, I think the thing that started that for me, like, not going on TikTok was this one girl posted how her videos, like, the exact same videos that she makes, she'll post them to both platforms, and they always perform better for her on Instagram. And I was like, that's literally me. I will literally post the same video on each platform, and most of the time the Instagram videos do better, which is so funny to me because I remember when TikTok started to get really popular, and I remember getting on it and I was gaining followers like crazy, and it seemed like the thing at the time. And I don't know if it's just shifted because Instagram's trying to keep up and they want to be a bigger competitor against TikTok, but I have just always found that my videos usually perform way better on Instagram than they do on TikTok. The funny thing about TikTok too, and I feel like most people would agree with me, is that once you follow someone, you don't really see their videos anymore. Like, and maybe it's just me, I hardly ever go to my following tab on TikTok. I'm usually just always on my For You page. And to me, it's like, okay, This was another thought that I also had. I had been scrolling for hours one night, and I got off my phone and I was about to go to sleep, and I had a thought come to my head that was like, you just spent hours on that app, and yeah, you maybe like saved a few videos, sent a few that people would think are funny or informational, but what do you remember from those hours of scrolling? And I was like, nothing. I don't remember a single thing. And I don't find myself scrolling as much on Instagram as I do on TikTok. So I just think overall it's been way better for my mental health just to focus on Instagram. I feel like I have a lot more time in my life. I know that sounds kind of crazy. My screen time has gone down. I just feel happier. I feel more creative and I feel less drained at the end of the day not looking at TikTok. But that's all to say, I mean, I actually don't know what I was trying to say there, but I did get on TikTok for the first time in like over a month the other night. Actually, this was last night, and kind of did a mindless scroll, and I don't really know what drew me to get on to TikTok last night. I was just, I know. The reason why I'm back on TikTok, and I have been for just a couple of days, is because Taylor Swift's Eras Tour started again in Paris like 2 or 3 days ago, and she changed every freaking detail of the freaking tour, and I'm sitting here like, oh my gosh, I wish I was there. Anyway, I really actually, that is the main reason I wanted to make this episode, was to talk about her new changes. But first, we're going to talk about this really quick, but this is the reason I was on TikTok, was I was looking at Taylor Swift videos because they're always better on TikTok and there's more of them. And once I like one, then more will come up on my feed. But randomly my For You page started turning into this. Okay. Once you like a video, your For You page will start feeding you similar videos, right? Like, we kind of all know how this works. It's the algorithm. That's just how social media is. I saw this video pop up during my doom scroll of Taylor Swift, and it was something about how Hunger Games feeling, or how the Met Gala felt so Hunger Games-y. Like, we're all sitting at home. I can guarantee almost all of us listening to this podcast right now are in some way struggling right now. I just feel like the last couple years have been really hard on people recovering from COVID. Businesses are trying to stay afloat. People aren't making as much money. Inflation is crazy. The economy is nuts. House prices are so expensive. And we're all just trying to survive. And I know that a lot of us are also doing really well and we're thriving, and I love that for you. I mean, I talked a lot about how Trevor and I went through a little bit of a financial crisis last year, and I feel like we're just now starting to get to a place where we can breathe a little bit. And by breathe, I mean like we can go get Taco Bell and not be worried about if our next paycheck can cover diapers or food for Nona or clothes for Nona. Like, there was a time last year where we were really watching every single penny that we were spending, and we've never had to do that before. And like, a lot of that was just due to unforeseen circumstances that we didn't expect and we couldn't really control. But some of it also just came from the fact that, like, for a lot of our marriage, we kind of have had like a good amount of money coming in to our pockets, and not like a crazy amount, but just like, you know, I was hustling, I was doing wedding photography, I was making a good chunk of change from that, and I was almost matching Trevor's salary. But once I became a mom, I stopped doing that. We took a pay cut from my job, and I was still making money, but like, I don't know, you guys know, I went through this whole thing. Last year was just crazy, and I just feel like a lot of us are struggling right now, whether it's financially, whether it's mentally, whether it's emotionally, physically, whatever. I know that the world is kind of just like a hard place to be in right now. In some ways it's not, but you know, there's just a lot of us struggling, and so it feels like super dystopian to be sitting at home like struggling and not really knowing how we're gonna pay for our mortgage next month or whatever, and you're watching these people on TV in these super extravagant dresses and gowns and suits and outfits and costumes that cost thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, and they're I actually don't even really know what the Met Gala is for. If someone I maybe should have done a little bit of research, but I want to say it's for a charity. I'm just not sure what, or if it's just purely for fashion purposes. I couldn't tell you that, but it does feel super weird and elitist, and like, I'm not going to sit here and say that I didn't look at every outfit and was like, whoa, that's such a cool dress, that's such a cool outfit, or ugh, that wasn't my favorite. Like, I was kind of eating it up, but then I saw this video pop up on my TikTok For You page about how this whole thing just kind of feels dystopian in this world where a lot of us are just struggling, and these celebrities are just spending money like it's nothing to them. And I'll go into a couple examples, but like, I think it was Camila Cabello who showed up with an ice purse. And if you didn't know, this purse that she was carrying around cost $22,000, and it was literally made out of ice. So by the end of the night, it was melted and gone, and that $22,000 was just, I don't know, wasted, I guess, but maybe not, because that's like art and fashion. I don't know. That just seems so crazy to me. I'm like, $22,000 could go so far for me and my family, and here it is being spent on being an accessory at a fashion event, and it's just ice. It's literally just ice. Like, I don't think there was even any other element added to it. Like, I think it was literally just ice, which is so insane to me. And then if you don't know anything about the Met Gala, like, this is all stuff I was kind of learning while I was scrolling on TikTok. A ticket to the Met Gala costs $75,000. And if you order a table at the Met Gala, it's $300,000. But to even go, you have to be invited by Anna Wintour herself. So, like, you can't just be a random person that has a ton of money and pay to go to the Met. You still have to be invited. And there was this video of this girl, this TikTok influencer, her name's Hailey Bailey, and I'm not gonna sit here and judge, because I really don't, like, I have had, I mean, experiences with people giving me hate on the internet, and so I don't want to add fuel to the fire, but it also was just, like, kind of tone deaf, the video that she made. If you're not familiar with Marie Antoinette, I'm not really either, but I guess there's this TikTok sound trending that was like, let them eat cake. And this girl Hailey Bailey was at the Met. She was wearing this beautiful extravagant dress. She was dressed kind of like Marie Antoinette, and she used this sound as a trending sound to post on TikTok, and so many people had a huge issue with it, because it just kind of felt like she was spitting in our faces, being like, oh yeah, like, I'm at the Met Gala, I have a ton of money, I get to wear this beautiful dress, I get to meet all these celebrities, but you guys are just at home, like, you guys are just peasants, whatever. That's kind of like the feeling I think that the whole internet got from that video. And I'm not saying the whole internet, but like, all the videos that I was seeing, people were really upset with her about this video, and she posted an apology, and she kind of said something along the lines of like, I'm not anyone special, like, I'm just a normal human. And like, I get where she's coming from, but at the same time I understand like the frustration of the internet with her, because also she owns a $17,000 a month apartment penthouse thing in New York. Like, the size of her bedroom alone is probably the same size as most apartments in New York City, but she, like, her entire apartment is massive, and it costs $17,000 a month, and, like, that's insane. That's not normal people money, you know what I'm saying? And that, I think that's what a lot of other people are saying, too, like, $17,000 a month is insane, like, I truthfully don't know if I've ever even had $17,000 in my account at one time. No, I know for a fact I've never had that much money in my account at one time. And, like, I don't know. So, apparently her video of using this Let Them Eat Cake audio started circling, and so many people have an issue with it. And I think it's such an interesting thing to... I don't know, I was just, like, super interested by this and how people were reacting to it. And a lot, like, I saw this one video of a girl who stitched her. She had 1 million followers. Hailey Bailey, I think, had reached 10 million, but she's now losing followers because of this. This girl stitched her video and was like, listen, you're not a normal person. Like, I have 1 million followers and I get recognized in the most random places, and I'm only a tenth of what you have. Like, I don't even follow her on, this is me speaking for myself, I don't even follow her, but I know who she is, and especially over the last year. And I feel like if you looked her up and saw her face, you'd be like, oh yeah, I know who that is too, or you just know her name, or you do follow her. She's been invited to so many celebrity events, and she's been popping up in random places and collaborating with a ton of other, like, huge TikTokers, celebrities, influencers, whatever. She has reached this new level of fame that, like, whether you want to call her a celebrity or not, she's not just a normal person. I don't know how many people out there could afford $17,000 a month in rent for what she's paying for at her apartment in New York. Anyway, so I was watching these videos, and I kept watching them, and I was, like, eating it up, right? And the more I saw, the more it just got more interesting. But, and then I started seeing all these posts of, like, people being like, well, let's just block celebrities. Let's just block them and all of their businesses so that we don't even have the chance to give them our money, because, like, ads will reach you whether you're following someone or not. So if you block them all together, I guess is what they're saying, is like they can't even touch you. And there's, like, this huge block party, I guess, going on TikTok, where, and again, like, I don't know if this is just because I watched one video and then another video and then another video, and that's all my For You page was showing me. There could be, like, people out there who have no clue what I'm talking about, but if your For You page is also like this, please let me know. I'm just interested if it's just me or if this is, like, a thing that's actually happening, because video after video, and they were, like, videos that were getting hundreds and thousands of likes, of people being like, here's my list of people I'm unfollowing today, and it's, like, Taylor Swift, Beyonce, the Kardashians, whatever, just, like, huge A-list celebrities who are just, like, making crazy amounts of money, and just, like, I don't know, it's crazy to me, actually. And yeah, I just thought that was super interesting. I think this girl Hailey Bailey, like, had reached 10 million followers on the day of the Met Gala, and now she's, like, actually, I'm curious, I'm gonna look it up really quick to see what she's at right now. I haven't been on TikTok since last night, so I'm not sure what the consensus is still. You know, the internet can change on a dime. Let's see. She is at 9.9 million followers, which, so she lost 100,000? I can't do math. She's been losing followers. She hit 10 million. She's been losing them ever since. And I also think that since this block party started, that Kim Kardashian lost 3 million followers within, like, a couple days, which, that's a lot. If you think about it, that is a lot of people just unfollowing and blocking too. Oh, and then people are just, like, doing the same to her business accounts and everything. I don't know. It's just funny when stuff like this happens. I actually don't think, like, it'll affect the celebrities at all. Like, they're so rich that it won't even, like, make a dent in anything for them at all. It's just very interesting, all of it, because a lot of people are also just being like, okay, well, if I'm doing this, I'm just gonna block influencers altogether. And I don't know, that's a weird thing for me, because I'm technically an influencer and I always feel weird saying that, but like, I don't really have a huge following. If Instagram died tonight, I'd be okay. It's not like our main source of income, and I don't think I would be that sad, but I would definitely still find other ways and other avenues to, like, be creative, and I would want to have that community to share it with. I don't know. It's so interesting. And anyway, sorry, that got a little, well, maybe not too deep, but I was just super interested by it. If you're, like, curious to go look at videos yourself, just go on TikTok and search Block Party, I think, or just look up Hailey Bailey and start looking up videos about her. But yeah, let's talk about something a little lighter now. Taylor Swift. Speaking of, everyone's like, go block Taylor Swift, and I'm like, sorry, I love her. Anyway, okay, so her new Eras tour started again, and I say new because she literally changed everything on us, and I'm so jealous. My hair girl Sarah is there right now. Words can't even describe, because she also went to Taylor Swift's last show in LA, where she announced 1989 Taylor's version. And it's things like that where I just wish I was in the crowd for something like that, to feel that, like, intense euphoria. Like, I love being surrounded by people who are all celebrating the same thing and who are so happy, and so just, there's so much excitement and the energy is just insane. Like, I love being in places like that. I love going to sporting events where the game is really close and you're just really cheering on your team. I don't know, I just, there's a sense of just being in a place full of people who are all celebrating the same thing that just makes you feel so good. And I get genuinely jealous of people who get to experience things like this. Like, I got to go to Taylor Swift, and in general, that was, like, one of the most life-changing experiences. It sounds silly saying that out loud, but literally just being in that crowd was the best ever. And we only went to her show, we went in Vegas, and that was her second week of the tour. So I thought we were feeling pretty special for being, like, there that early, and I was so stoked. But the more that this tour goes on, I am like, are you kidding me, Taylor? Why couldn't you have done this in the first place? And I get it, like, life's not fair. I'm not, like, hating on anyone who gets to go and experience these other things. It's just fun to, like, pretend hate, I guess. Sarah is my hair girl. She went to that show, and then she's also there in Paris right now, and she was sending me videos today of the concert, and I was like, I hate you, with a crying face heart emoji, because I don't hate her, she's the best. But I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so jealous. To be in Paris right now, especially that first night, I think I went to bed that night feeling so jealous. There's just no really other good word for it. Especially after the day I had. I kind of posted this on my Instagram the other day. It was 2 or 3 days ago, and Ashley and I had planned a photo shoot for the Double Scoop, our birthday party, or not our birthday party, sorry, it was just our birthday photo shoot. We just had planned to do a shoot that day to take photos with a really cute cake, and everything leading up to that shoot just went wrong that day. So I already had a hard day, and then I got home and I was like, she did this and she did that and she did what, and look at this. And I was dying. I was sitting on the couch showing Trevor all these videos, and I was like, she did this, she's like got this freaking Roomba floating across the stage, like what did I miss? And also all new outfits, are we kidding? And oh, it's so funny. I have to catch myself, because hearing this, probably to someone hearing this who is not a Swiftie, is probably like, are you okay? Like, are you okay? And I get it, because when I hear about people doing this to like other celebrities or other artists, I'm like thinking the same thing. But I think when you just get so invested in something like this, you just can't help it. Like, she is 90% of the content I consume. Okay, not 90, but she's a lot of it. And I love it. I eat it up. And every freaking video that I saw from that first night in Paris, I was just dying. Dying! Her new outfits were stunning. The colors were stunning. Also, I know she didn't do this on purpose for us, but her very, oh my gosh. What? Wait, you guys. Okay, so I'm sitting. Sorry. Interruption, I guess. I'm sitting in the hospital parking lot, right? Like I told you, I'm still waiting to go inside to film this birth. This doctor nurse guy just hops out of his car next to me, and he's coming back. I don't want him to hear me talking about him. And I don't know if he can hear me from outside of the car, but he's holding a bag. I wonder if I can get a picture, a creeper picture of him. He's holding a bag that says human organs. Human organ? I'm dead, because he's literally just holding it like a lunchbox with his water bottle. Does he have a freaking heart right now? He just pulled up in a Subaru. Wait, you guys, I think it actually is a lunchbox. I'm dead. It's probably just a lunchbox that says that, so it's funny. It's like a silly thing that nurses or doctors do, right? There's no way this guy just pulls up without any, like, ambulance or anything behind him. Just in a Subaru, parks right next to me, and gets out with a human organ sitting in this bag. Oh my gosh, I'm the most gullible person. I think I got a picture of it, though. I'll have to post it, because I just felt like I was on the scene of freaking Grey's Anatomy for a second. Oh my gosh, I got a picture of it. You kind of have to zoom in a lot to see, but I totally got a picture. I'll post it when this episode releases, because I'm dead. That is the funniest thing. Okay, where were we? Taylor Swift. Oh, I was saying that her first outfit for Lover was orange and pink, which is double. Sorry, I'm burping again. Double scoop colors. I love that, though. I know it wasn't for us specifically, but I can kind of pretend it is in my mind. It's funny, because the other day after my photo shoot with Ashley, we drove home and we were stuck in traffic, so we had a lot of time to talk, and it was kind of nice because it was like our first time hanging out without our kids for the first time in a long time and not doing a podcast also. And we just got to like talk and have good conversation without our kids screaming at us in the back seat. And every time I leave hanging out with Ashley, I just get so excited and so amped and have so much creative energy flowing through me, especially for the podcast. We both really, really want this to be a thing, and we're both willing to put in the work and the effort for this to be a thing. And I know it is a thing right now, but I think we're really on the cusp of like something great. Like, I really think that our, and maybe this is just me trying to manifest and speak it into existence, but I just have so much, what's the word, not hope for the podcast, because I already know it's like great. I just think there's so much potential for us, and how this can grow and how many people we can reach and the kind of stories we get to tell and the kind of people we get to interview. And I just get so amped about stuff after I leave hanging out with Ashley, especially about the podcast. Like, the fact that, oh yeah, we haven't really even talked about this either yet, the fact that we have merch coming out now, like, officially. And that's all thanks to having this birthday party. I don't think we would have done it as fast if we didn't have, like, this sense of urgency to get it done. We kind of planned the birthday party, and then a week later we were like, do we think that we could get merch done in time so that we can sell a couple things at the birthday party? And we messaged the screen printer that we met with in January, and he was like, let me see what I can do. We got our art made really fast, thanks to my sister Addie, and it all just kind of happened in a way that I was like, there's no way this is happening, but it did, and it just worked out. And he was like, yeah, we can get it done before the party, and, like, it's happening. We're getting merch now. Like, yeah, we've been doing this for a year, and we probably could have done merch a long time ago, but I don't know, I just think there's something so fun and exciting about this podcast awaiting us in the future, and I can't wait to see what it is. I know that things are going to be a little tricky and a lot more difficult once Ashley has her triplets here in the next couple months, but I'm just hoping that we can adapt and figure it out, because we don't want to stop doing this. I think this is one of the funnest, most creative outlets I've ever had, even though I'm literally just talking, and the fact that people are tuning in to listen to me just talk every week is actually my dream come true. I used to wish that I had a reality TV show, and I think that this is just kind of like a mini version of that. I just get to talk about whatever I want to you guys, and you just listen. I will say, like, I'm so excited for this party because, a lot of you coming, we have already met and we know, but, like, a lot of you coming, we've never met before and we don't know, and I'm so excited to meet you guys and, like, put faces to your names. And it's just, I mean, I'll get stopped every once in a while. I'm not, like, some crazy person that just gets stopped all the time, but, like, the other day I got stopped at Cold to Surf while I was actually picking up gift cards for our birthday party. And I can't remember her name, I'm so sorry, but it's funny because we were both wearing Chiefs sweatshirts, and she was like, I love your sweatshirt, and I was like, thanks. And then she was like, I love listening to your podcast, I know Ashley Henson. And it's just like little things like that that make me light up, and it just means the world, like, the fact that you guys are listening. Anyway, sorry, that was a tangent. I'm just surprised I've even been talking this long. It's been almost 40 minutes, and I've kind of just been waiting to be told to go inside the hospital. I just don't know if it's going to happen soon. I'm kind of glad I had this little break, though, to be able to just, like, talk to you guys and get out this little mini episode. Let's talk about Taylor Swift just a little bit longer, and then I will let you guys go. But I am just beside myself that there are people in the world, specifically Paris, that got to experience the Tortured Poets Department in real life for the first time ever, and I wasn't there. Do you know what I mean? Like, and now that the album's been out for a bit, and I've really gotten to listen to a lot of the songs and, like, take them in. I'm not gonna lie, 31 songs all at once was kind of overwhelming, Taylor, but, like, I get it now, because the more I listen, the more I'm in love. And I genuinely don't know where I stand on my favorite album right now, because it has been Reputation for a while, but I think the Tortured Poets Department might take the cake. And maybe I'll take that back once Reputation Taylor's version comes out. I'm not sure. And that will be a day that I just, like, don't think I can live. But, yeah, the Tortured Poets Department is literally one of my favorite albums ever. And it's so funny saying that, because the reason I love Reputation and it's my favorite album is because of how highly produced it is. And I know that sounds silly, but, like, I just love the upbeat, like, hardcore songs that Taylor does. King of My Heart, I think, is probably my all-time favorite song of hers, just because of how it makes me feel and not necessarily like the lyrics or the meaning behind it. I just love songs that make me feel something like that, if that makes sense. And so my favorite song from Tortured Poets Department, Who's Afraid of Little Old Me, it makes me feel something. And I know women out there who listen to it in their cars blasting it get me, okay? I know you're out there and I know you get me. And just like she said in Paris, that the Tortured Poets Department is like Female Rage the musical. Like, yes, queen, it is. Every time I sing that song, it brings up different feelings for me of like that song specifically helped me get through the whole Reddit fiasco. If you know, you know. And just like, you know, some other things. It brought up past things and I'm like old relationships and whatever. Things that I was just like, oh, I feel so angry about this and I'm just gonna sing this song and scream it out, and it feels so good to just, you know, sing that song, if that makes sense. And the fact that she also, like, I swear all of the songs that she chose to perform on the Tortured Poets Department in the Eras Tour are like all in my top five almost. Who's Afraid of Little Old Me, I Can Do It with a Broken Heart, what else? I don't, down bad. Oh my gosh, here's the thing. I love all her albums. They're all amazing and they all hold very sentimental memories, and like there's just a few songs from each album that I love. And I will say, this might be unpopular and I'm so sorry, I will say when I first went to the Eras Tour, the first and only time, like I did go twice but it was the same weekend, I was a little disappointed by the song choices on the set list. And that's only because I just didn't really, here's the thing, also Folklore and Evermore were not my favorite albums when they first came out. I've said this before, it's because I didn't really like look into the lyrics or understand the meaning of the songs. They were just slower songs, they weren't my favorite. But seeing them live at the Eras Tour, I will say, made me like them a lot better. Like, Tolerate It, I didn't really love. And I still don't love it, but the meaning behind it, it's like, oh, that is, like, one of the most beautifully lyrically written songs ever. Same with, like, My Tears Ricochet. Just, you know, songs like that that are a little bit not as upbeat and fun, but they're amazing still. So I think that's why I was a little disappointed when I went to the Eras Tour. And like all of the songs that she chose to be on the set list were like not ones that I necessarily would have loved. Like Fearless, I love that song, Girlfriend, but like I've heard it over and over again, and I know that a lot of the songs that she chose were like ones that she could perform and do really well. What I'm getting at here, this is the point I'm trying to make, is that the fact that like every album she's played on the tour, she has like a section for each album, right? There's like one or two songs from each one that I was like, yes, I've been dying to hear this song live, I am so glad I heard this song live. But there were other songs that I was like so sad that I didn't get to hear because she didn't put them on the set list, like King of My Heart, and I don't know, Death by a Thousand Cuts. You know what I mean? Like, those kinds of songs I would have died to see live. And so the fact that, this is what I'm getting to, the fact that almost every single song that she plays from the Tortured Poets Department is in my top five says a lot. But all of those songs are definitely in my top 10. Definitely in my top 10. And so the fact that someone else out there, anyone at the Paris shows gets to see that and I don't, I just feel a little sad. And it's funny because I started looking at tickets and you guys, there's no way I'm ever gonna go. There's no way I'm ever gonna be able to go again to the Eras Tour unless I become a millionaire. Like, the tickets in the United States are $1,000 to $3,000, and that's on the low end. That's a freaking nosebleeds are $1,500, you guys. I spent $250 for our lower bowl seats when we went, And the more that she adds to the concert, the more expensive they just keep getting. And it makes me so sad, but, like, you know, it's fine. I had my time. But I think there's a lot of Swifties out there who are just feeling like they really are missing out. And I'm so glad modern technology exists and that I get to watch these videos from a phone at the very least and experience it through that. But oh my gosh, I just can't imagine the feeling in that stadium, being there, watching the intro from the Tortured Poets Department coming on the screen and realizing that you're about to get a whole set list change, new songs, new outfits. I don't know. The whole thing was just insane and wild, and I'm so happy for anyone that got to be there. I'm so jealous that I wasn't there. But I think that we're all kind of on that same page, as long as you're a Swiftie anyway. Anyway, this could not have worked out more better. Literally just got a text from this girl that I'm going to film a birth for. She's dilated to a 7, so I think I'm going to head up to her room right now and start filming. Which is also perfect timing because I really have to pee and I need to go inside and pee first. So, sorry, TMI. Thank you guys so much for listening! Sorry, this is kind of like a scatterbrained episode. I just kind of like word vomited all over you guys, but I hope that you enjoyed it. And I hope you guys all have a great weekend, or had a great weekend, because this is probably going to come out after Mother's Day. And I hope you all had an amazing Mother's Day. I'm actually really glad that I'm filming this birth tonight and not tomorrow, because I get Mother's Day tomorrow. I was kind of hoping it would happen this way. I didn't want to be away on Mother's Day. I just am excited to get pampered. So I hope all of you are also getting pampered. And to anyone who is struggling to, you know, conceive or have kids or really want to be moms and they don't get that opportunity right now, my heart goes out to you. And I love women as a whole, and I think we're all amazing, and I think we all just go through so much regardless of your circumstance. And women just kind of I think about it all the time. I'm like, wow, men don't have to have a cycle every month. They don't have to give birth out of a tiny hole, and you know, just like crazy things like that, where I just am so amazed and in awe of all the women in my life and not in my life, because there's a lot of amazing women out there that I don't even know yet. So anyway, love you guys. Thanks so much. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Double Scoop. If you liked what you heard, we would love if you could help us out by leaving us a review on your favorite listening platform. This is going to help us grow and bring on really cool guests in the future. And then if you want the inside scoop, no pun intended, on behind the scenes or corresponding pictures and videos for our episodes, you can follow us on Instagram at The Double Scoop Pod. We're so grateful for your guys' support and can't wait to connect with you on social media. You can tune in for a new episode every Tuesday. See you next week.